This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
What's that?
There's a monster outside.
You people discovered is bigger than we ever thought possible.
How big is that thing?
It was the largest shark that ever existed.
A living fossil.
Thought to have been extinct for over 2 million years.
Wrong.
My God.
Megalodon.
He's kidding, right?
You and I have unfinished business.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Get away from her, you...
Ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
Hello, I'm Umar Paganampake Pagan. Joining me today, as always, Ian McNally and Bahe Yusuf. A new trailer dropped this week. It's a movie by John Turteltaub and it stars Jason Statham, Rainn Wilson, Ruby Rose, Lee Bingbing, and it's called The Meg.
The Meg.
Go on, say it how Jason Statham does.
It's Megalodon.
And that's why I'm pre-booking a ticket to this movie.
Because oh, God. Of
Jason Statham saying that.
This is Jaws on steroids.
This is Jaws on Deep Blue Sea steroids to
exactly.
the max.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Meets Deep Rising by the looks of things.
I don't know why. I was so excited watching this trailer. But hey, not so impressed.
Not so impressed. I'm done with these kinds of movies.
Are you really?
I like to think I am.
What do you mean these kind of movies, though?
You know, like...
It's no Sharknado.
Yeah, but it's this. Wasn't there also
again
the one with Sam Jackson?
Deep Blue Sea.
Yeah,
that was Deep Blue Sea.
Yeah,
but that was a decade ago, a decade ago.
Yeah, and I'm done.
That was like
Bahe from 10 years ago would have enjoyed that, would have found it amusing.
But there is, I saw these books in airports. I always thought they were serious, like some kind of follow up to Jaws. But you don't put Jason Statham and Rainn Wilson in your Jaws movie. I mean, you could. That would be an amazing Jaws movie.
So the movie is based on a book, 1997 book. It's a science fiction book called Meg, a novel of deep terror. Is the subtitle.
There's another seven after that.
There is.
Yeah. See, it has a lot in common with Jaws.
It feels like an airport, book. It doesn't feel like
and
a
And when you factor in it's John Turteltaub, I mean,
he's
done National Treasure movies, Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Although, you knock Turteltaub in those National Treasure movies.
I love National Treasure. I love National Treasure movies. Yeah. If I'm bored, I'll just put on National Treasure.
You can handle Nicolas Cage stealing the Constitution, but a big shark's a bit too much.
Yeah, that's too far.
Not just a big shark, man.
It's a really big shark.
A crazy monster shark.
Yeah. It's a megalodon.
It's a megalodon. I do like the way. I mean, first of all, some of it is set in undersea base, and they have a lot of glass. Which, first of all, not so much glass.
What's up with that? I don't get it.
But it does give us that awesome shot, which establishes exactly how big this shark is when it tries to eat the base.
Yeah,
and just that, it might have worked better, or it might have had a teaser trailer would have worked if they hadn't shown the shark at all and just the teeth marks.
Mm.
Maybe that would have built up your expectations a bit more.
That was a fantastic scene.
That was a great shot.
And I think that's what sold it for me in the trailer. Also, the only way these movies can continue to get made is if they get bigger and crazier, right? I mean, what was it with Deep Blue Sea? It was, the sharks can swim backwards.
Yeah, because sharks can't do it. Or they could stop swimming or whatever.
Because
sharks have to keep swimming forward because they can't
suck breathing thing.
Air through their gills. But they were also genetically engineered to prevent Alzheimer's and sharks to do something with people.
This is why I'm done with these kinds of movies.
Yeah, but then they ate Samuel L. Jackson in the middle of a speech, which was hilarious.
Which is so funny.
Yeah, whatever happened to Saffron Burroughs? She was everywhere that
time. She was. Deep Blue Sea, Wing Commander. She was in a bunch of rom-coms as well. Yeah. She was pretty big. I don't know what happened to her. I don't know if she made the transition to television.
Yeah.
After, I guess, the seriousness that was like Jaws, not counting its multiple sequels.
Especially for The Revenge of Michael Caine, the patio movie. Oh.
The only way these movies have kind of evolved is to become parodies, right? I mean, Piranha 3DD, all the Sharknado movies. Yeah. They're not scary anymore. But
you're assuming that this is an evolution of the shark movie, whereas I'm thinking it's an evolution of the Staith movie. I mean, he's already fought The Rock. Now it's time for him to fight the shark.
But what I'm really hoping for with The Meg is that it is a horror movie. Jaws terrified me as a kid when I was watching it, right? And none of these other movies, not the Sharknado movies, and they're not built to terrify, right? They're built for cheap laughs.
Well, especially the Sharknado ones, they're designed to be B movies and to be mocked.
So in that sense, The Shallows, which came out last year, I think,
was
quite scary.
Yeah,
and I remember watching in the cinema, and I was tense, and I was concerned for her.
But that's because they turned it all down to zero instead of up to 11. It was literally one person on a surfboard, one shark.
As opposed to a bass and a megalodon.
Yeah,
yeah, and Jason Taylor. If he punches that thing in the face, I'm just going to walk out of the cinema.
He's going to punch it in the face with a sub.
Okay, that I'll take.
There is a line in the trailer which seems to be very much this smile, you son of a, from Jaws. I don't know if that's a mistake putting that in that early. The other thing is, just the cast of this is great. Like,
it's a great cast, though.
And I looked up Cliff Curtis on his IMDb page just to see what else he was up to. 2020, 2021, 2024, Avatar 2, 3, and 4.
Oh, he's in all the Avatar movies?
No, I'm confused. Is he in... Is this Jim Cameron's Avatar or the other Avatars? Either way, I thought he was in the other Avatar movie.
There's another...
Oh, is in The Last Airbender?
Yes.
Bender one.
Oh, I'm not sure about that.
Oh, yeah. He's in that one.
Wasn't he?
I think he's in that one. I don't think he's in the... Is he in the James Cameron?
As far as I could tell, they weren't planning any sequels to that because Shyamalan messed it up big time.
Which is why I was weirded out by this.
But I do know there are at least 7 avatars coming from James Cameron, which is why we've seen none of them.
Yeah.
He's still writing all of them or pre-proing the hell out of them.
Yeah, that'll take forever.
Yeah.
Oh.
Come on, Bahe. You know you want to see Jason Statham punch a shark in the face.
Again, the tying of Bobby Darin's... I mean, Beyond the Sea, it's in everything. I think it was in the Shape of Water trailer as well.
It was, right? Yeah.
But having it be a little kind of dog that I assume its name is Mitzi, because it looks like a Mitzi, swimming away from a boat and then turning around when it sees the shark the size of a continent. See, you're laughing. You're laughing.
No, but that's the thing. I don't know if this is a laughing movie or if I'm supposed to be taking it seriously.
I think it's a laughing movie. The interplay between the state and the Wilson.
Okay, wait. So here's what I want to know. Would you like it more, for both of you actually, would you like it more if it was a laughing movie that took itself seriously or something like Sharknado where they're constantly winking at you through the camera?
I've mentioned it a couple of times now, but I think it looks like it's aiming for the Deep Rising vibe, which suits me fine, which was a serious movie with scary stuff going on, but just hilarious characters. And I think and I hope that's what they're going for.
Because that's what I'd prefer as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Blockbuster of old, where it's a serious movie but with gags in it.
Exactly. And we haven't seen many of those in a long time, at least not with giant sharks in the cinema.
No, giant apes, giant alligators.
Yeah, we're done. Giant flying
dogs.
Foxes.
Oh, yeah, that was last week. Sorry.
Oh, yes, that was last week. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So it's a very fine line between, you know, parody and...
Yeah,
homage. It's going to be tricky. We have to see a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want it to be a parody because if it's a parody, then to me it's just a waste of time. If it's an homage, if it's an homage taken to 11, I'd be like, okay, I'm willing to go with it.
But in many ways, that's what John Turteltaub did with, say, something like National Treasure. I mean, it was an homage to those adventure stories of the past, to Indiana Jones and Alan Quatermain, only set in the present with Nicolas Cage stealing the Constitution, and it wasn't. It took itself very seriously. I mean, Nicolas Cage was all in.
He was.
Helen Mirren was all in.
Nicolas Cage is always all in. That's
I know
part
he
of the
is.
Problem.
That's why it's so good.
I want to see him order a coffee.
I'll open an envelope.
I want to see him cameo in this movie.
Yeah.
Maybe he is the Don.
Nicolas Cage voices the Megalodon.
It's actually a sequel to that shark movie.
Yeah, that I'll watch.
Oh, hey, I just want to eat up all your swimmers.
The Meg opens in August of 2018. I can't wait for this. We're going to drag Bahe along for sure.
Yeah. Definitely.
Let us know if you've seen this trailer. Let us know what you think. I'm on at Umar Pagan.
I'm on at McNasty Prime.
And I'm at Bahe Wyatt.
You're listening to At The Movies. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.